Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance. PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for all your home, auto, and commercial business needs. Visit them at pc-insurance.net.
Only thing I can say about him, man, he's a great quarterback, and I love Joe Flacco, man. Great guy, too.
But not enough not to hit him, right?
Not to hit him? I don't know, man. I get paid a lot of money to go hit quarterback, so I'm not going to say that, but great guy, man. Great dude.
That great dude. I'll still poke him in the mouth once or twice. That's Za'Darius Smith on Joe Flacco, his former teammate. He'll see him on Sunday, Packers and Broncos. Joe Flacco playing for a new team. Za'Darius Smith as well. A little different scenario for those two. PNC Insurance brings us Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. It is Friday. It is a football Friday, and it's Packers, Broncos. Ryan, appreciate the time, man, and a new starter on the offensive line this week due to injury, or is Elgton Jenkins going to be the permanent starter because of performance as well?
I think that's going to be up to Elgton Jenkins, and if he performs well, I would not be surprised to see him be the permanent left guard over Lane Taylor. Lane Taylor out this week with a biceps injury, so it depends on Elgton Jenkins. I don't think there's any secret here that the organization, the Packers drafted Elgton Jenkins early in the second round, primarily because they like his scheme fit. They like what he can do in the run game and getting lateral with his blocks, and they feel like he's a good fit. They wanted him to win the job out of camp. He didn't. Lane Taylor, the veteran, was still ahead of him, but here it is week three, and Lane Taylor's got an injury, and this is often how it works in the league. If you got the veteran down with an injury, the younger guy gets his chance to come in, and if he plays well, I think it's going to be Elgton Jenkins from here on out.
Hey, Ryan, we know that Elgton Jenkins has also got about 2-3 more inches of height on Lane Taylor, a little bit more in weight, a little more muscular and younger. And you've got a great piece here where you're talking about, it's his background that leads to helping out with this outside zone scheme. But I thought that was an amazing thing that Matt LaFleur said. If you can rotate defensive linemen and keep them fresh, why can't you rotate offensive linemen? Because that goes against everything we've been told the last 10 years from Mike McCarthy, from James Campen, from Sitton, from TJ Lang about, the unit of the five-man offensive line and needing to be out there for 60 games a snap because they know every move that needs to be made and to work together as a unit.
Yeah, I also thought that was an interesting take on how to, the availability to rotate your offensive line. I think it only really – it comes down to if it's pretty much a wash and they're in a situation like the Packers are in where they need – they want Elgton Jenkins to be the starter long-term. They need to get him reps and snaps to develop. They don't feel like they're really losing much when Lane Taylor is off the field and Elgton Jenkins is on the field. Then it's a situation where you can do it in that case. Otherwise, it is the difference between defensive line and offensive line is about the collective whole. Defensive line, you're responsible for your gap, maybe two gaps. You got to own that. Everything that you do from an offensive line standpoint is one unit. It's one organism. It's a living, breathing thing of all five instead of being individualistic. So most of the time, it's certainly the collective whole. You don't take your top five offensive linemen off the field. You don't weaken the collective whole. In this case, it's just kind of one of those rare situations where they really need to get Elgton Jenkins snaps. They believe in him long term. They feel like he's pretty much even with Lane Taylor, really close to being even with Lane Taylor as it is. And so that's the reason why they went that route.
Staying on the offense, right? We heard LaFleur talk a little bit about his running back situation and said that he may want the carries close to even. And I didn't really see it like that, but what was your thought on that comment? Because I guess it's got a lot of comments out there amongst the media types.
He could have gone one of two ways. You know, I asked him, I think it was Wednesday, that question, and he could have gone one of two ways. He could, right? He could have said, oh, Aaron Jones is our guy. He can handle it. We have no worries, no issues about it, week in, week out. Or he could say what he did, which was really much more along the lines of the Mike McCarthy answer, which is we've got to keep this guy fresh.
Right.
And we've got to preserve him through the season. And that's the way that Matt LaFleur went. I don't know that so much. No, because Aaron Jones hasn't shown that he can stay healthy for 16 games, and they do need to keep him fresh and preserve him through the season. The balance is that, while that's true, while this team, as a playoff contender, as a team that, as long as Aaron Rodgers is quarterback, it is Super Bowl or bust here in Green Bay. For that reality, you want your best players at their best in December and January. But to get there, you've got to win in September, October, and November, and Aaron Jones gives them the best chance to win week in and week out because he's the dynamic guy in their backfield. So that's why it's not an easy. This is not simple. It's not easy. It is a difficult balance that Mike McCarthy had to balance. Now Matt LaFleur has to balance. But the reality is long-term should take precedent over short-term needs, and that's why Matt LaFleur said that in part, it's going to dictate on the game plan, and not just the game plan, but the game scenario, the opponent, the score. If they are in a tight game as they've been these last 2 weeks, you're going to see a lot more Aaron Jones. If it's not, they can give him a breather. I mean, those things are all going to come into play.
And LaFleur also said he went through this last year when he was with the Titans and Derrick Henry, and I think you could probably make the same case for Sean McVay and Torrey Gurley. Right.
Yeah, that was. Mm-hmm. I think it was yesterday when Matt LaFleur said that he wore a guy out last
yep.
year, and you know he's been there. He gets it. He understands. And the reality is that Aaron Jones just has not shown that he can take 225 snaps in a season or carries in a season. Like he hasn't shown that he can be that type of a bell cow workhorse. And that's that's nothing off Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is a really talented dude. When he's got the ball, he makes plays, and so you got to make sure that you keep it. It's about taking care of a guy. It's about protecting a guy. You got to make sure that you keep a guy like that fresh because of the potential, because of the talent that he has and the impact that he has on your offense.
Talking with Ryan Wood here on the Wendy's Big Shark Green and Gold Insider from the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. Ryan, Pro Football Focus is ranking Brian Bulaga as one of the top performers here in the first couple of weeks, and he has performed admirably. And I heard him talking a little bit about the duos that they have to go up against with pass blocking. We've talked about it on this show at length, that how you'd rather go up against just about any three teams if you're starting a new offense than ones that had Khalil Mack and Leonard Floyd, Everson Griffin and Danielle Hunter, and now Von Miller and Bradley Chubb. How big have they been keeping Aaron upright for as long as they have been able to?
You know what's interesting about that, and you're right. I mean, that's. I think we talked about it in the off season. Like we knew going in that you've got a murderer's row of edge rushers that the Packers are going against in September. But while they're all household names, and that's what they have in common, they're all really different too. I mean, Khalil Mack is not the same as Everson Griffin, and Everson Griffin is not the same as Von Miller. I mean, these guys are all different. I actually was speaking with David Bakhtiari about this in the locker room. I thought it was pretty interesting. I was like, Griffin is a wrecking ball. I mean, he really relies heavily on that bull rush, that direct power. Khalil Mack translates his leverage and his length into power. He's a power guy, but he's just so dang long. And then you've got this week, you've got Bradley Chubb, who is more of that power rusher. Von Miller, who's a 245-pound, quick-twitch athlete, really slippery. It's a tough guy. What's interesting about this week is that the Broncos, they really rarely flip their edge rushers. For the most part, they line up Bradley Chubb and Von Miller on the same side, and the side that they line them up means that Bradley Chubb is primarily going to rush against David Bakhtiari, and Von Miller is primarily going to rush against Brian Bulaga. If the Packers had their way, they'd probably flip that, right? Because they'd rather have Bradley Chubb in that power game against Brian Bulaga, who is kind of a mauler. He's a power right tackle. And they'd rather have Von Miller and that athleticism matched up against David Bakhtiari's athleticism. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see how these two tackles handle a less than ideal matchup, or certainly not the preferred matchup on both sides of the line of the offensive line.
So one of the reasons that Geronimo Allison, or Jake Kumerow, didn't get many snaps against the Bears is because the Packers were in two tight end sets so much because of the Bears' rush. And then a lot against the Vikings as well. So if Jimmy Graham is limited in Sunday's game, you know, maybe more snaps for Robert Tonyan. And I think Evan Bayless said he's going to be active for the game. He's definitely more of a blocking tight end. How do you see that situation playing out against a defense that's got like Miller and Chubbs?
It's pretty clear that they don't just go, I mean, they don't just go 21 with the two running backs. They go a lot of 12-2 with two tight ends. I mean, there's a lot of both of those packages. A lot more than I think you've seen with Sean McVay. Sean McVay is usually just 11, and there's always three receivers on the field. There's less of that with this Packers offense as Matt LaFleur is running it. So, you know, I think you're going to see probably a lot of the same stuff that from personnel grouping-wise that you've seen in the past couple of weeks. It's a similar defense that they're going against. The Broncos aren't the Vikings. They're definitely not the Bears, but it is a good formidable defense with a good defensive front and some talent on the back end. So, you know, probably a lot of the same. The thing that he'll have to figure out is the unscouted looks. I mean, they got Mike Zimmer on the early script last week with a lot of that 21 personnel with the two backs and having Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones on the field together. We saw kind of how Matt LaFleur's creativity could rift off that. That's something the Vikings hadn't seen. So what is it this week? What is the unscouted look this week? It's only week three. There's going to be something. And then I think after that, it's once you get them with an unscouted look, they're going to make an adjustment. What's the in-game adjustment? Not just the script, but the in-game adjustment that is a counterpunch to the adjustment that the Broncos D and Vic Fangio make. That's going to be key, something that they got to handle better than they did against Mike Zimmer last week.
Ryan, I love this time. It's investment time. Who are you taking this week? Packers giving 7.5 at home against the Broncos.
Joe Flacco ain't coming in here and scoring enough points to win. I mean, Za'Darius Smith, he's nice to his former teammate. That's good for Za'Darius Smith. Za'Darius Smith seems like a very nice guy. He's always smiling. Nice guy, right? He's not going to be very nice this week.
Good.
You can say what he wants during the week. Sunday, this Packers defense is going to have Joe Flacco's lunch. I mean, right? I mean, there's no other way this is going to go. If the Broncos actually came in here,
they got problems with left tackle, don't they?
So good big against time. The Vikings and Bears, and they came in here and scored enough points to win. That would be a big problem. So I just don't see it. I got Packers 24, Broncos 13.
Perfect. That's Ryan Wood. He's got a Packer victory, and we would love to talk about a Packer victory with him on Monday. Woody will talk 4:48 on Monday.
All right, take care.
Enjoy the game. That's Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.